I have a question for all of you. Have you ever unexpectedly felt joy when you anticipated only despair? Yeah? That happened to me. Yes, unexpected joy can occur even when one anticipates despair. I'll give you a couple of examples. Perhaps you were facing a looming deadline at work, feeling overwhelmed, only to have a breakthrough idea unexpectedly emerging, turning stress into excitement. That is nice, no? Or perhaps you may have concluded that a relationship had ended. However, a period of vulnerability and mutual understanding resulted in its renewal. My siblings, today's reading, it's not a story about pretending everything is fine. It illustrates how God works through challenges, how joy can be found in suffering, and how unexpected circumstances can allow the gospel to be shared and embraced. Paul and Silas show us that a strong faith can transform difficult times into proof of God's power. They were arrested. Their clothes were removed and beaten. They were placed in a prison cell with limited light and dirty. They were unsure about their future. Yet, in that place of fear and pain, they sung. Their hymns continued throughout the night, serving as statements of trust rather than expressions of despair. God responded by shaking the foundations, breaking their chains, and opening the doors. Again, this story offers us a powerful truth. Faith, when rooted in God, can transform suffering into a strength and setbacks into breakthroughs. There are three things today that I want you to remember from today's reading. Number one, we will face challenges throughout the life. Yeah, that is our reality. Being a child of God does not mean we avoid suffering. The Bible never promises an easy life. In fact, it often tells us the opposite. Before Paul and Silas were jailed, Acts chapter 16, verse 22 says, they were what? And this wasn't rare for Paul. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he lists what he endured for the gospel. And I want you to repeat with me. Afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonment, riots, labors, sleepless nights, and hunger. Paul expected hardship, but he never let it stop him. And I wonder, what gave Paul this courage? A truth he later shared with the Romans says, repeat with me, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. That promise was his anchor in every storm. My friends, when our lives are shaken, when we face rejection, illness, financial difficulty, or emotional pain, we can hold to that same truth. God has never abandoned us. He walks with us, providing strength, comfort, and light in our darkness. Number two, faithful worship can break chains. Picture it, Paul and Silas praying and singing hymns in the heart of the prison. Their worship was public, loud enough that the other prisoners were listening. Then the earthquake came. The ground shook. The doors flew open and every chain fell loose. Why did God respond so dramatically? Because He honors faith that refuses to be silent. Their songs were not just melodies. They were bold expressions of trust that overcame fear. This reminds me of a quote by Tennessee Williams that I read a long time ago. The violets in the mountains have broken the rocks. The violets in the mountains have broken the rocks. By the way, violets are one of my favorite flowers. A soft, gentle flower pushing through a storm illustrates how persistent faith can overcome great challenges. My brother, my sister, my siblings, much like violets, emerging through a storm, the praise offered by Paul and Silas resonated powerfully in challenging circumstances. Their faith led not just to physical freedom, but to a spiritual transformation. Number three, opposition becomes opportunity. When the jailer awoke and saw the prison doors open, he experienced considerable distress, thinking the prisoners had escaped. And then he prepared to take his life, his own life. But Paul called out, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here." Clearly affected, the jailer asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Now, at the first, this may not have been a theological question. He may have simply wanted to be saved from the consequences of the escape. But Paul saw deeper. He replied, repeat with me, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." In one night, that prison cell became a sanctuary. Opposition had turned into opportunity. A jail became a church. Chuckles became testimonies. Suffering became salvation. Paul and Silas faced a decision. They have chosen to remain silent in fear. Instead, they chose to sing. You and I we also have a decision to make. Will we remain locked in our emotional prisons, bitterness, fear, shame, or doubt? Or will we embrace the freedom that God offers? Let us raise in faith. Let's sing through the storm. Let us look at our closed doors and acknowledge them. God still opens prison doors. He still breaks chains. He still transforms opposition into opportunity. Live in the freedom Christ has given you. After the 9/11 attacks, New York became a different city, once known for its toughness and distance. It became a place of compassion and unity. Strangers hugged strangers. People of every background came together. Tragedy had birthed love. If God can bring hope out of horror, imagine what he can do in your life. Remember, the cross, once a symbol of shame, became the symbol of salvation. Through Christ, God transforms what is ugly into something beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Let us ask for the strength to confront our own opposition with courage and faith. Let us turn our prisons into places of praise and our trials into testimonies. And the people of God say, amen. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the lessons learned from your word today. The faith and resilience of Paul and Silas are remembered, who, despite suffering for sharing the gospel, prayed and sent hymns to you. Even when imprisoned and treated unjustly, grant us the same unwavering faith to praise you in all circumstances, even when we face with difficulties or opposition. Father, we pray for those among us who may be facing their own prisons of struggle, fear, or doubt. May they find the same freedom and peace that the jailer experienced through faith in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.